What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast. I hope everyone is enjoying their February. It's going to be a good month ahead of us. I hope everyone is in a good attitude. You know, I do think that your attitude is so important. Looking at the positive perspective is something very valuable. My old man, my father who raised me, he would look at negative things all the time, and it bothered him, and I could sense it, and I could I knew what he would say. So he was, and so I could see it's almost like when you let things bother you, it emotionally disturbs you. It's like, don't get yourself stressed from hate. Get yourself relaxed. Anyways, be relaxed. Learn how to relax more. Relaxing is super healthy. Relaxing is super important. Get your sleep. Take your vitamins. Shower on time. Show up to work on time. Be the best version of yourself. And that is today's podcast topic, without a shadow of a doubt. That's for sure. And I'm not sidetracking. I'm giving you 110% on this one. Okay, folks. So you got to be the best self in all the aspects of your life. Why? Because that's all you have. And let me tell you, life is too practical not to do this. And you're going to start to notice, people are going to notice you, and you'll be like, wow, this guy's awesome. This guy's good. If you can infect people with a good attitude. You know who wins in life? People who have an attitude to think they're a winner. If you think you're a loser, and before you even started, well, that's what I say all the time. Right? I said it on the podcast. It's like, you need the podcast. Well, or you might not. Maybe, and either way, so I want you to be a winner and feel like a winner, right? You need to know that your own mind will help decide whether or not you can win and relish in things or release things and then feel better about it, right? I told my mom something the other day, and it was really profound. I think she liked it. And I'm going to tell you, and it's so simple, and I'm sure I probably even said something just like this, but I'm going to say it this way. And it's always good to hear this. Day by day, things are good. My podcast is happy. My podcast is positive. You can listen to my podcast day after day, and it's good things. You know, you need to hear about you. You matter. Not me, not someone else. You know, so you got to gear yourself up, pump yourself up, get yourself moving, geared, go tackle goals, go tackle relationships that you want to improve on, go be the best self you can and improve things so yourself is better, right? And so when you look back and you say like, oh, you know what? It's like looking back and saying, I graduated high school, and or you did something that you were proud of achieving, right? Well, the more you do good each day, and instead of being lazy, you set more goals, the better you become. And then all of a sudden you realize, bam, now I got this six pack because I worked out harder in the gym than I've ever worked out. And so you're going to slowly get incrementally. What you notice is important, but it's the effort that you take in order to change things and do things, right? That's what's very important. Okay. Now, anyways, so where are things you can start at? Well, you could try and think about, you want to improve your diet, you want to improve your lifestyle position, your social status. I want to tell you something. Chasing a social status is like chasing a hamster wheel going nowhere, bud. Okay? I actually think that humans, we want to feel socially connected and feel socially interested in things. But, you know, it's like who you appear to be socially is not pragmatic. It's not even practical. It doesn't matter who you are in the operating room when they're operating on you. I'm a realist. Your heart being operated on the operating table is going to be the same as anyone else's heart. You see what I'm saying? Well, not exactly the same as everyone else's heart, but your heart. You know, a lot of people, like some people think, who cares and who matters about Trump? Some people worship the guy Trump and they attack to the White House for him. So, but you see, the point is that you need to think smarter and think more for yourselves. Look, there's people who don't even cause problems and they live like Hutterites, right? You know what a Hutterite is? A Hutterite is someone who believes in an old-fashioned version of the Bible. And so they just do things to live out their life in an old-fashioned way for the religious belief that they believe to be fulfilling, right? And so that's what they do. Okay, so now let's go back and think on this, right? Why did I just explain that to you? Well, the reason is because they don't even really care socially. You know, oh yeah, we got to listen to they listen like a social hierarchy, right? Some people get more respect in some ways, yes, you know, but it doesn't always matter. But, you know, socially, sure, people want to represent people in power and in political views. But, you know, if you're not really doing things that are important, most people live a sad excuse of a life. And you don't want to know why? People are too intelligent to even turn their head to the news, and who cares who's winning, if it's Trump or if it's somebody else, because they're like, well, however they run the country, it doesn't affect my 9-to-5 job. It doesn't affect where I go somewhere and what I do next. Well, if coronavirus happens, yeah it will. So you need to wake up on that. But at the same time, you know, my thoughts are, I think coronavirus will clear up. I think everyone thinks that. But it's a slow, grueling process, and everyone's kind of just bored and annoyed and kind of just, you know, they're kind of just waiting for it to slowly get... people are waiting to get vaccinated and then it'll slowly go away. And that's really what happened in other SARS viruses. SARS viruses are not good. Severe acute respiratory syndrome is what SARS stands for. And this is, it's SARS's brother, you could say. So it's another version of SARS. Anyways, so now, but with that in mind, you know, I drifted a little bit from being positive, but you know, the reality is people need to become absolutely realists. And I think a lot of people, what they do is they rely on a lot of others, and it's okay to rely on others. But sometimes you just get disappointed, you know, and so try not to disappoint others and try not to disappoint yourself. But, you know, life is complicated. I don't have all the answers, but you got to find some answers and you got to start somewhere. Sure, people need people and you need relationships. Absolutely. But let me tell you something that might really change your life. It's finding people who aren't toxic, who aren't in relationships. And I've already told this on the podcast before. Find people you get along with. Rationally, it's easier to do things when you get along with people. And using tact to learn how to get along with people is very important. You know, people are fragile. Well, they're sensitive. You know, we are people that love each other and nurture humanity. For the best part, the majority, you know, I think I think that's really what humanity is about. I think some people, they don't like parts of themselves, and so they throw away what they think they thought they should have done. And, you know, I'm here to tell you, it's not too late to live out your dreams. Go live out your dreams and go live out goals that you can successfully accomplish, right? See, some people, what they do is they don't really think that their goals and their positivity is enough. And I'm here to tell you it is enough. So you got to make tomorrow your best day and the next day even better. And I really want to advocate for that, but I want to advocate, you know, what are you really centrally focusing on? When you socialize with people, how much sustenance do you get in return? The more people socialize with intelligence and practical, pragmatic information, the more we change society. Okay. The problem is people don't support facts by choosing to decide what to take, to eat, to do, to have. You know, it's like, oh, well, let's fucking, you know, or sorry, excuse me. Let's go buy this and buy that. And well, why not? And then you look at people who are realists and they're like, well, I don't need the Ferrari. I don't need that car. I just need a car. And when I drive in rural parts, a car's going to get me to here and a car will get me to there. You see? But not everyone thinks like that. But, you know, it's important to think intelligently. Anyways, I don't want to stress myself out, and I want to enjoy my day tomorrow. And I definitely, you know, I appreciate anyone who listens and tunes in. I have some older content. It's still good. I hope you check it out if you can. I'll be bringing you guys new content. There's so many things you can do on the internet to make your life better. You don't even need my podcast. You just need an interest in things. I don't even want to do my podcast anymore because it's not valuable. But I know this. I know nowadays my podcast is less valuable because my podcast would have been valuable back in the 90s when people really needed something on the internet first to come out and they could listen. But hopefully it reaches somebody, you know. You got to live your life. You need to be your own life coach. And that's really what my podcast can teach you. You know, a lot of people, they aren't excited enough. They don't jump on action and jump on pursuits of seizing the day and seizing opportunity is what I really wanted to say. You need to seize opportunity because when you can seize opportunity, you create new opportunities. And these new opportunities allow you to transcend and evolve into something else bigger and better that may help you become different in a better way and maybe get things that are really helping you. Anyways, you know, stay close to your finances right now. Watch every penny, every dollar you earn. Not pennies anymore, I guess, but not up in Canada. But say, watch every dollar. Watch how you live, you know. Because it's important that you become evolved. And sometimes you need people to tell you. And a lot of the times people just concern with themselves. And they're not, you know, the way life works is you got winners and losers, and not everyone wins and loses. Some people will they think they're winning, but you know, it's like we're all in the same boat, really, you know. So it's okay to talk to people and accept vulnerability in society. I think the problem with society is society rejects weakness and rejects vulnerability. But I think that that's also only in your own heads. And I live with that problem for such a long time. It's in your own heads. Either you're strong or either you're not always strong, but you need to be strong. And or you just need to relax and not think that society's rejecting you. And you can ask for help and be with open arms, you know, and people might help you. And you'll be surprised, you know, those who ask get. It says it in the Bible. I was listening to Steve Harvey, if you know who Steve Harvey is. Well, if you're American or if you watch his game shows, Steve Harvey has his own show now, the Steve Harvey Show. Anyways, he said a Bible scripture, and it was like those who asketh they get. They getteth. So most people, it's so simple. I really like Steve Harvey. I relate to that guy a lot. He said, you got to ask and put it out there. Tell people your problems. Most people don't tell people their problems. And, you know, you don't know how you can affect and change someone's life. So I'm here to help you do that. And sometimes you need to be reminded that sometimes that's fulfillment. That's another thing why my podcast is good, because you find fulfillment in helping people and doing things with each other, right? So that's good. You know, that's really good. But anyways, so, you know, you got to look for new ways how to live and feel good. And let me tell you, you know, yes, you can read some books, and yes, audio podcasts are good. I hope my podcast is good. Sometimes I like to listen to people talk. I like to hear how people speak. I like to know lots of things about people, you know, but at the same time, your content is important. You know, what you tell, it's like, sometimes it's like, you know, it's like, I don't want to listen to famous celebrities if they're not using their fame for intelligence, telling and sharing with other people how to improve the world and how to improve others' lives too. You know, it's like when you got all this attention all the time, you know, you can't be greedy with your attention. You know, that's how you humble yourself. That's how you humble yourself. That's what Mike Tyson did. After 50, he was 54 years old, and Mike Tyson had his fight with Roy Jones Jr. I think Roy was 51. And so he humbled himself. He donated $1 million to charity for his boxing match. And people tuned in. They watched his boxing, and, you know, he did pretty good. He didn't do too bad. And now he's going to do another fight. And he did it for charity. And he thought, well, I'm going to give to somebody. And that man lived his life, and he blew through $300 million, upwards, even higher. So I've seen speculated on the internet. And so, see, some people, they achieve great things, and even that is humbling enough to know that the richest, best of the best can be humbled and can lose everything, and, you know, they can even go to jail. You know, you got to become rational and very intelligent in society, and that's how you improve yourself. You know, when you do things old and old, you don't get new results for whatever you're doing. Because that is how you make changes for the better. I used to live with my old man, and my old man, I think he wasn't encouraging me enough as a kid to make new changes, to figure out new results. So I had to do it myself. And I did. And I got great results. And I made great changes. Anyways, so I want people to be encouraged, and I want people to encourage others, make better changes for yourself. There's nothing wrong with having everyone encourage each other to do a little more, to be a little better. Anyways, that's all I have to tell you. All the love in the world to you, to your family, all the love to the people out there in America, Canada, wherever you are across the world. Hope my podcast reaches someone. You can send me a comment. I'd love to talk. My feedback is positive. Don't worry. I'm a very positive person. I'm human. I'm negative too. But I like to reach out and talk to people. And I want to see the world a better place. Okay. I want to change the world for the better. And that's an honest statement. Thank you very much. Go out there. And be your best. Thank you. For yourself, be your best. And then thank yourself. But thank you for listening.